Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm John Orlando, here on a Thursday night. I just finished watching a little NXT, a really good match between Rob Van Dam and Adrian Neville. I've said many times on this podcast, I'm a big fan of NXT. I think it's a great program. But this is going to be another short edition of the PVD Cast. In fact, it's entitled Laconic. That's right, it's an adjective that means brief, short. And since this is going to be a short one, ladies and gentlemen, I thought that would be a fitting title. Alright, why is it going to be a short one? Well, because I am in between guests, ladies and gentlemen, and, well, quite frankly, in an attempt to try to entertain the many listeners of this podcast, I had this great idea. And in fact, last night I recorded a PVD cast along with my special co-host, the Marquis Mikey D. However, as it was recording, it sounded really good, and I thought things were going right along. But to be honest with you, I'm not 100% happy with the way in which the quality of the podcast turned out, ladies and gentlemen. Not only that, the topic itself, too, I think, well, let me just put it to you this way. I think people were going to find it incredibly funny or incredibly stupid. There wasn't going to be any middle ground. And so for right now, I've kind of shelved that project. I don't know. Maybe it will come back out as a future episode of this podcast. I got to be honest, I really don't know. And at this particular point, I'm a little bit frustrated because, so, it was a good idea. I don't think it turned out as well as it could have, should have. So let me just tell you a little bit, a brief summary, if you will, of what the actual recording was supposed to be. So, episode 48, as it was tentatively scheduled to be, was going to be a little bit of erotic fiction from yours truly. That's right, erotic fiction. Being the fact that on episode 47... Adios, Adam. Adam Michaels and I joked about the story that a friend of mine told me about his daughter going to high school with a couple of girls who knew this girl who actually spelled her name Chocolate but pronounced it Chocholet. And we became so enamored with that and we found it funny, and many other people find it funny. I've told a lot of people that story. I thought that I would create Chocholet Jones, which would be Bridget Jones's younger, sluttier sister, and blend that in with some stories that I heard from my girlfriend about a young lady that was kind of acquaintances with a couple of her co-workers, and she's had a very interesting love life. So I was going to spin that all together, and Mikey and I were going to read a bunch of different excerpts from Chocholet Jones's diary, and it was going to be funny and everything. Like I said, the quality of the podcast, I don't know what was up. It just didn't come out really, really well. And like I said before, I'm not sure, just basically, quite frankly, how funny it would be. I think it would be really funny. But by the way, I did come up with a pretty sweet intro for it, which I will play for you right now. So this was going to be the intro to the episode of Chocholet Jones. Gotta admit, that shit was funny, right? Come on, that theme song, that was pretty funny. But I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, so at this point right now, I think that project shelved, so I thought I would come on here, explain a little bit about it. Mikey D, if you're listening, man, I'm sorry, dude, I got this thing about this podcast, to me, I want it to sound good, and I want it to be entertaining, and I think just the quality of our performance was a little bit subpar. I think there were some technical issues going on, too, with the recording of the podcast. So with that, I do apologize, man. Hopefully we'll get that back up on the air in the future. One little side note that Mikey did talk about was that he is taking some time off from the wrestling world because he's not 100% healed up from his ailment that he had talked about several episodes ago. I believe episode 41 when he came on here to talk a little bit about his illness, his ailment, whatever you want to call it. The doctors have told him, though, hey, man, you got to take some more time off. So he's going to be taking some time off and not being in the squared circle for a while. But he's looking to make a comeback, man. He's looking to, come back and hopefully entertain the people throughout the wrestling world here in the state of Ohio. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, a couple of other things here real quick. As I said, it is laconic. It is a short episode, ladies and gents. I know, again, not a lot of people want to hear me prattle on and on and on and talk about a bunch of stuff, so we're going to keep it really short and combined here. I have been in contact with a couple other guests, ladies and gentlemen. I actually thought I had one squared away, which is a little bit disappointing that they haven't gotten back in touch with me. We were back and forth, shooting emails back and forth, and I think that this individual, if he decides to come on, will be a very, very interesting individual to have on this podcast. Somebody that I go back with a ways to the days of FIW. So there you go. Little hint. But we'll wait and see, ladies and gents. But speaking of guests, you know, this is 47 and a half. So I have two full podcasts before I hit episode number 50, ladies and gents. I'd really like to make 50 a big deal, if you will. So, I'm really racking my brains. I'm trying to come up with some guests that would be really, really awesome to have on episode 50 of the PVD cast. And I've come up with a few ideas. Ones that are reasonable. Because obviously, if I was to like have anyone that I want on this podcast, if location, geography, money, time, effort was absolutely not an obstacle, who would I have on this podcast? I would have Kevin Smith come on. He's a hero of mine. He's the guy that really got me into independent films. I mean, Clerks was, quite frankly, the movie that introduced me to independent films. Like, I had never even thought about indie films before I saw Clerks. I think it was in like 1996, I think I saw, or 1995, I believe. And it just really blew me away that somebody could make a movie for that amount of money and it was still entertaining. So Kevin Smith is a hero of mine. I would love to have him on. Another individual that I've always looked up to, Chuck D from Public Enemy. I think he would be a very interesting guest to have on the PVD cast. I grew up on Public Enemy and Boogie Down Productions, Eric B. and Rakim, Karis One, Run DMC, the Beastie Boys, you know, all that old school hip-hop and rap. But also, you know, he's very socially conscious, and I'd like to sit down and talk with Chuck D. I think that would be awesome. In the world of wrestling, I think Jim Cornette would be absolutely a blast to have on this particular podcast. I know he's got his own podcast, and I know that he's always spouting off about something, and I probably would not get a word in edgewise, but he would be obviously somebody that I would love to have on this very podcast as well. And, I guess if I was going to have anybody from the world of hockey, if you will, I would love to have Gino Malkin on. I think he would be awesome to have on this podcast. I think he's a character, and if you don't know who Gino Malkin is, you know, number 71 for the Pittsburgh Penguins, you know, one of the superstars, but he's kind of got himself a little bit of a sense of humor. And if you don't know anything about him, check out some of the hijinks, some of the pranks that he has, played on some of his fellow teammates and some of the commentators and sports personalities in Pittsburgh. And I think, you know, if I'm going to pick somebody else, one other individual that I would like to have on this podcast, Garth Ennis. Garth Ennis is a hero of mine in the comic book world. I would love to have him on. Getting a chance to meet him a couple years ago in New York City at New York City Comic Con was the highlight of that trip up there. So, there you go. Those would be who I'd love to have on here. But I'm being honest and being realistic that I'm not going to be able to get all those folks. I'm not going to get any of those folks on this podcast. So I'm trying to really think of somebody that would be interesting, somebody that would kind of be, quote, big deal. And I just did air quotes, by the way. Wow, air quotes hasn't shown up on this podcast in a while. Okay, so, but you know what? Why don't you let me know who you would like to see or hear on this particular podcast. Shoot me a tweet at PVDMVP. Shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Let me know what you think about who should be on this podcast. Whether it's episode 50 or episode 51, 52, whatever. So let me know about that. Hey, folks, don't forget to check out my website, pvdcast.com. Which, by the way, you know, I was very proud that in May I had the most visitors to the website ever. We've slipped a little bit. I know we still got like 4 or 5 more days left in the month, so to speak here. Actually, 4. I'm an idiot. There's a calendar right behind me. I don't know why I said 4 or 5. It's 4. Anyways, so, you know, tell a friend. Tell 2 friends, whatever. Jump on over to pvdcast.com, ladies and gentlemen. Let's try to get those numbers up again. I think right now I'm sitting at like 268, which is typical. So I can't complain about that. I shouldn't be so much of a negative Nancy, I guess you could say, on that. But, all right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting up to about 13 minutes, and I said I wasn't going to be on here long, so let's wrap things up with Orlando's faves, ladies and gentlemen. And my fave for this miniature episode of the PVDcast is a piece of technology that I personally own. I bought one in December. But it's really not just it's the technology. It's not so much actually what you do with it. My fave is Roku right now. And I know you might say, Roku? That's not new technology. And I've had one since December. But I think Roku has given independent pro wrestling an opportunity to flourish. It wasn't too long ago where I found out that AAW Wrestling out of Chicago was on a Roku channel. I believe that the channel is called Maddie GTV, which I think is produced out of Erie, Pennsylvania. So they got an outlet to put out their particular product. Well, just the other day, Ohio Valley Wrestling in Louisville, Kentucky has their own Roku channel. And I checked it out. It's a little glitchy. But I think if they get that ironed out, it'll be a great way to provide wrestling fans with another alternative to the WWE or TNA or Ring of Honor. And I just read, too, online that there's a conglomerate called WWN Live, which is they're trying to get their own Roku channel, which would feature not only Dragon's Gate, but Evolve, Shine Wrestling, have some stuff from Kayfabe Commentaries and Sean Oliver and those guys. So they're trying to produce a Roku channel for that. Hey, bravo, man. Excellent. I'm glad that the technology is there to allow independent pro wrestling to flourish, to get their message out, to entertain the fans that want to be entertained by good pro wrestling. So my fave, Roku. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to jump off here. I'm going to close things out. Thanks for listening to this very short, very brief episode of the PVDcast entitled Laconic. And ladies and gentlemen, I will chat at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening. Yeah. I'm breaking it off a little funky for you, ladies and gents. John Orlando, the host of the PVDcast. I want to talk to you about Stitcher Radio. You've heard me say it 100 times. Stitcher is the best app for your podcast needs. You don't have it, then what are you waiting on? Go over to Stitcher.com, find out how to download it, or if you're pretty tech savvy, go on over to the App Store, download it, get it on your phone. It doesn't matter if it's an Android, doesn't matter if it's an iPhone, doesn't matter if you have a tablet. You can download it and take your podcast with you anytime. You can listen anywhere you want, whether you have a Wi-Fi signal or not, whether you have a cell connection or not. Stitcher is the all-encompassing place you need to be for all types of podcasts, whether it's news, entertainment, sports, politics, whatever topic it is, Stitcher has a podcast for you. And if you need some customized recommendations, Stitcher will do that for you too. Hey, what can I say? I mean, it's just the bomb, which I don't think anybody says anymore. But nonetheless, Stitcher Radio. Go over to Stitcher.com, download the app, get it so you can listen to the PBD cast and all the other thousands of podcasts that are available to you. Do it today.